From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. and North Korean officials met at the demilitarized zone Sunday to talk about a possible summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. After calling off the talks Thursday, Trump said the June 12th summit in Singapore may very well take place as scheduled. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The on-again, off-again meeting between North Korea's leader and President Trump sounds like it could be on again.
We're looking at June 12th in Singapore. That hasn't changed.
Former CIA Director Michael Hayden has his doubts.
On balance, I'm modestly in favor of this going forward. And on balance, I'm modestly thinking it's more rather than less likely that it will happen.
And even if it happens, Senator Marco Rubio says
he will not denuclearize, but he wants to give off this perception that he's this open leader, that he's peaceful.
Both Rubio and Hayden appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Sunday that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un committed during their surprise meeting a day earlier to a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and to sitting down with President Trump. People living along the Gulf Coast of northern Florida to the Mississippi-Alabama border are preparing for Alberto, the first named storm of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season. Alberto has top winds of 85 kilometers per hour. Forecasters say that's strong enough to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Isolated tornadoes are also possible. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden truck near an army base in southern Afghanistan Sunday, killing at least 8 soldiers and wounding at least 12 others. The Taliban swiftly took responsibility for carrying out the bombing. Afghan officials said the attack happened in an area that government forces had recently freed from insurgent control. Ethiopia's state-affiliated broadcaster reports that a landslide triggered by heavy rains has killed 23 people in the country's Oromia region. The Fana Broadcasting Corporation reported that the landslide happened Saturday night after hours of heavy rains in the area. The report said 16 of the dead were women. The world's largest cat-proof fence has been completed in Central Australia. The Mammoth Project creates a 94-square-kilometer sanctuary for endangered marsupials. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
The 44-kilometre-long fence is the largest cat-free area on mainland Australia. It creates a haven for native animals that have been devastated by feral cats northwest of Alice Springs. It's not only the world's largest cat-proof fence, but also the most extensive feral cat eradication programme to be found anywhere. The plan is to use Aboriginal rangers to remove all feral pests from the large enclosure by the end of this year, and then reintroduce threatened marsupials. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Lava from the Kilauea volcano reached a geothermal power plant on the Big Island of Hawaii Sunday, approaching wells that have been capped to protect against the release of toxic gas should they mix with lava. The lava breached the property overnight and was within about 183 meters of the nearest well. A plant spokesman said there's no indication of a release of the poisonous gas hydrogen sulfide, the greatest fear should lava hit the wells. And a 2-year-old boy is expected to die after shooting himself at his home near Salt Lake City, Utah, Saturday night. Police say the boy is in extremely critical condition and is not expected to survive. The boy's father, a 27-year-old man named Tasman Maley, has been arrested and is in jail, charged with manslaughter for leaving a gun accessible to a child. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.